This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. One of President Trump's former campaign managers, Paul Manafort, is set to be sentenced Thursday in federal court for tax and bank fraud. Manafort was convicted in December on 8 felony counts for hiding money he earned while working as a lobbyist in Ukraine from tax authorities. Sentencing guidelines suggest a judge could send Manafort to prison for between 19 and 24 years. Chinese tech giant Huawei has sued the U.S. government. The company, arguing that legislation Congress passed last year that restricts its business in the United States, is unconstitutional. Huawei argues a section of the National Defense Authorization Act violates the constitutional principles of separation of powers and due process. That section bans federal agencies and their contractors from purchasing equipment and services from Huawei. Several explosions struck Thursday outside a ceremony in Kabul, attended by Afghanistan's chief executive and the former president. Officials say both were unharmed. The Associated Press reports 3 people were killed, according to a government official, adding there was conflicting information as to the casualty figures in the immediate aftermath of the blasts. The head of the local hospital said they had admitted 17 people, including 3 children and a woman, as well as 1 martyred. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. At least 5 people were killed and 9 others injured Thursday in a car bomb blast outside a restaurant in Mogadishu near Somalia's presidential palace. Casualty totals from security officials came from security officials and the owner of that restaurant. The owner told VOA's Somali service the blast came from an explosives-laden car parked on the street. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's special representative for Venezuela pledged on Thursday that Washington would expand the net of sanctions on the South American nation. That includes more on banks supporting disputed President Nicolas Maduro's government. Here's Senator Marco Rubio asking the U.S. envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, about the plan.
What kind of sanctions are being contemplated?
We have sanctioned a number of financial institutions already, and we're going to expand the net. We have under consideration other institutions, which I won't name because we don't want them to get advance notice, but there will be more sanctions on financial institutions that are carrying out the orders of the Maduro regime to steal funds from Venezuela and hide it all around the world.
The United States and dozens of other countries have recognized Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as interim president and increased pressure on Maduro, a socialist, to step down. A U.S. journalist was seized by security forces in Venezuela Wednesday, then freed several hours later and deported. Journalist Cody Weddle says Venezuelan security forces asked him questions on tape while he was in detention.
Now I'm going to be the journalist, and it was very clear that they wanted me to say several things, political things. They wanted me to say that Nicolas Maduro is still the president.
It's not clear why Weddle was detained. Even as Islamic State militants are losing the last of their territory in Syria, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East says they remain dangerous. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
They're down to holding less than a single square mile in Syria, their physical caliphate nearly gone. But General Joe Votel says the remaining militants are defiant.
Unrepentant, unbroken, and radicalized.
Telling a House committee they're simply going to ground and waiting for the right time to come back. And the world needs to figure out how to handle them.
This is a serious generational problem that, if not handled properly, will sow the seeds of future violent extremism.
Votel's testimony provides a reality check to President Trump's repeated claims that the Islamic State group has been defeated. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Kremlin-controlled lower house has passed 2 bills that restrict online criticism of the Russian government and authorizes jail sentences or fines on those who publish erroneous information about the government. The State Duma passed the measures Thursday. The laws call for people found guilty of publishing indecent material that demonstrates disrespect for society, the state, and the state symbols of the Russian Federation and government officials to be penalized. Repeat offenders could be sentenced to up to 15 days in jail. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.